I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln
County. The Redoso Municipal School District is just as prepared to reopen its schools on Monday as it was back in October. Superintendent Dr. George Bickert explains.
When the initial announcement came way back in September, the original plan was that the middle and high school would be able to open after Indigenous Peoples Day in October. So based on what was available then, we would have been ready to go in October. And as PED has changed some things for older students, we are ready. The fire marshal has inspected both of our buildings and our plans, and they have signed off for the middle and high school. So
efforts to repeal an outdated state law that criminalizes abortion has moved forward in the roundhouse after a party line vote on Wednesday. Senate Bill 10 seeks to nullify a law written back in 1969 that makes it a fourth-degree felony for anyone to perform an abortion. The law is currently unenforceable due to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling Roe v. Wade. However, some lawmakers are concerned that the law will be restored if the conservative U.S. Supreme Court overturns the decision. If passed, the bill would not only formally legalize abortion in New Mexico, but also remove language that allows a medical professional to opt out of performing an abortion if they don't feel comfortable or if their religious beliefs prohibit it. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.